Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about having our good friend Jim Cantarucci back on the show. Jim is a longtime member, almost 9-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Personal Brilliance, Mastering the Everyday Habits That Create a Lifetime of Success. And he is one of the great coaches out there helping people put their best foot forward and get better at what they do. And he's here to share some of his genius with us today. Jim Cantarucci, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be with you.
Good to have you back, as always. You know, one of the things that has been a burden and a blessing for me is my curiosity. Mm. I'm pathologically curious. And that makes me ask a lot of questions because I'm so curious. Sometimes, though, I ask questions that I shouldn't ask. So sometimes it gets me into trouble. Right, but I've always felt like, and then I got trained early on by some really smart people about on how to ask questions, and I believe that asking questions and learning how to ask questions is a great thing to have as part of your skill set. What do you think?
Well, I think, Jim, that you can change an entire culture of an organization. The leader can by enhancing and heightening their curiosity and asking the right questions and doing it in the right way. Mm-hmm. It makes a difference. I have CEOs every day that are focused completely on the questions that they ask, and that's the only thing they're doing in their development, and they watch a shift of their entire organization as a result.
Hmm. How about that? Well, you know, one of the questions that I've come up with over the years that's been the most powerful to me when dealing with employees is what did we learn?
Right.
When you just had a prayer meeting with an employee, you know, you've just straightened them out or whatever had to be done. And you get to redeem. It's an act of redemption, as far as I'm concerned, Jim. When at the end you say, "Okay, what did we learn?"
Well, what it does is it brings us back out of the emotion and into the real world of what we're trying to accomplish here at our company, and that's the diffusion that's necessary so that you can have learning that you can make that happen. Let's start, Jim, by just defining curiosity the way I do define it in Personal Brilliance. And pay attention to the words, because I think they give us keys to how to do it. Curiosity is actively exploring the environment, asking questions, investigating possibilities, and then I think here's a key, possessing a sense of both wonder and doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Simultaneously, and that's an interesting little paradox.
Yeah, so it's a question that makes a point, but it also opens up conversation.
Exactly right. I mean, let's say you have a person working on a task. They're at a machine, they're dealing with a customer, whatever their job is, and you come at that as a leader with a sense of wonder and trying to understand what they're doing. How empowering is that to that person?
Mm-hmm.
The boss is curious about what I'm doing. And that it just empowers, it gives a feeling of doing something important, and it puts that employee in a position of teaching, which is a point of pride at that point, and a professionalism with that particular job.
So if a boss sees an employee, a manager or an owner, or the business owner sees an employee doing something that's not working out well, instead of saying, I can't believe you're doing that, or I've taught you better there, whatever, just say, okay, John, tell me what's going on here. What are we doing here?
Yeah, it works on both sides of the coin. So if there's a problem going on, you can ask a question just as you described. And if you're just curious about how it's working, how they're doing it well, what the tricks are to get this job done properly, you know, I think one thing that I've really solidified on, and Jim, I think you agree with me here, you don't know. I don't know everything.
And, yeah, you know, that's a tough one to admit, but you're right.
Yeah, I'm the leader, but I don't know everything. And asking the questions brings that out of our organization, makes us better.
Yep, absolutely. And you don't have to tell people you didn't know the answer already, too, right?
Exactly right.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, right back with Jim Cantarucci, and talk some more about the art, the act, the tool that questions, when you ask questions, what the tool that they become for you. 22. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.